Here we are at Princess Walk Vault's Federation Wharf. Now home to Architects, Riverland Bar and various ferry operators, the vaults were originally constructed in 1889. Mark Healy of Six Degrees Architects has his office here and was responsible for the vault's transformation.
Hi, I'm Mark Healy. I'm one of the directors of Six Degrees Architects, and we were the architects responsible for the revitalisation of the Princess Walk vaults, or the precinct as we call it. The project started about just before the Commonwealth Games were held in Melbourne. We were approached by Federation Square by Fiona Whitworth came and had a chat to us. She was familiar with the precinct work we'd done at the City Square and said, would you like to come and have a look at these old vaults? And personally, I'd never even been down here. So it was a real surprise that there was this little gem of riverfront kind of sitting right under our noses. I think the gas and fuel buildings in the past had sort of hidden it pretty well. You know, when I came down here on a wintry Melbourne morning, it was, you know, pretty scary. It was not a happy place, not happy people hanging around. It was all boarded up, corrugated iron, timber, and just kind of falling apart. So it didn't have much to offer. But if you squinted a bit, I thought it was fantastic. In terms of the design approach of what we've put down here, it's very much these big bluestone vaults are, they're a really powerful, simple structure. So it was more about cleaning all the graffiti and pipes and conduits off the building and kind of letting it breathe a bit. So our work was kind of quite subdued. It's just a delicate sort of steel frame window treatment, and the vaults themselves, we just chemically stripped back all the paint off them and just showed the beautiful brickwork. They used to, when it was first built, they were in groups of three. There's these little clusters. There's 20 vaults in the whole precinct, but they were built as little interconnected groups of three. But over time, people just kept knocking holes in the walls until the entire group of vaults became, you know, joined like a giant submarine. And it was interesting, a lot of discussions with Heritage Vic about what to do. Should we re-brick up these openings? Should we try and turn it back into what it was? The kind of compromise was to clean it back as much as possible to show them as they were, but not to rebuild and re-brick and try and turn back the clock. So it was about trying to use the vaults in the state they were in while still being sensitive to the actual building fabric. If you come down the lift and the third vault walking towards Birrarung Ma, you might see some strange tiling on the inside of that vault. It's a bit chipped and broken. That vault used to actually be the original public toilets for this area. And so rather than strip everything back, we thought we'd leave a bit of that clue. Someone sitting out having a drink, wondering what these cracked tiles are. Well, now you know. They are part of the old toilets. We subsequently built new toilets into the space. The architecture should sort of sit back from the vaults and not compete with them. So that's why the deck areas immediately out the front are these simple timber, steel, bit of stainless steel, glass, quite a subdued palette, because there's no way, and you wouldn't want to really compete with these beautiful bluestone structures. They're large cut block, they're not smoothly finished except around the window arches. You know, Melbourne has this fantastic basalt. It's our stone, it's bluestone. And this is the most sort of powerful chunk of it around, really. The bridge and the vaults put together. It also just offers a fantastic outlook to the river from all the vaults. I think it needed to work on a design level with the deck structures, because in winter the height of the bluestone wall does block out a fair bit of sunlight. We're on the north side, so we're facing south. So it was important, the decks, just by hanging them out a bit on the riverbank, you pick up enough sunlight that it kind of keeps you warm and activates that edge. Yeah, and it gives you that kind of little bit of sense of hovering over the river. It's sort of nice, a bit more of a connection.
Next stop is Signal. To get there, we follow the path along the river under Prince's Bridge. You'll see Flinders Street Station on your right and the river on your left. Keep walking past the footbridge on the upper path. Signal is the small brick and glass building at the Les Erdy Plaza.